Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
He could face a sentence because of Mimi's courage of 10 to 25 years in prison. And then he has to face also the L.A. charges. So he may never come out of prison.
That was Gloria Allred talking about Harvey Weinstein there. Weinstein gets, 10 to 25 years on those charges? Then the guy had heart problems and had to go to the hospital, and I don't know.
Prison has not been kind to him.
Not going to be kind to him either, I'm thinking.
Nope, thinking he's milking it a little bit.
Of course.
I'm not buying it.
He's scared to death.
Walker, and he's just...
It's like he's hired a coach. Did you hear that?
Trying to get sympathy from the jury.
Yeah.
Look pathetic.
Yeah.
That he did, but I mean, that didn't work with the jury.
No. That's a sad case. And I'm sure there are going to be more of those charges coming forward now in the hashtag MeToo movement. We'll use that and probably move forward with more charges. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll keep up on it. Last night was the big debate. Listen to this in case you missed it. Cut 19, please.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars.
Shout the battle cry. You'll never stop me. I'm a warrior.
Stacey on the right joining us this morning. Stacey, I'm sure you were shocked as I am to learn that we've lost half the population since 2007 to gun violence.
Yeah, that would have a huge impact on our GDP, not to mention all the missing people. Like, we would be running around, there'd be empty homes, empty roads.
Nobody corrected him.
Well, no one ever does. So I saw a lot of tweets yesterday about his recent appearance. I don't even know where he was, but he was speaking to a group asking for their vote, and he said he was running for the Senate. And he didn't have a staffer come out and, like, tap him on the arm and say, you know, no one down front waving at him. You know how when your daughter has a dance recital and the dance teacher is down front, just set a view of the audience, and she's doing the movements and mouthing the song. And whenever the girls get lost because they're three or four, I remember these days when Madison used to dance, and the teacher is down there and she gets them right back on track because they kind of look at her like, where am I? And then she makes the movement and they go back. He needs, a speech teacher coach down there to help snap him back on track. Or someone who loves him and cares about him should just say, you know, we need to kind of have an evaluation with you. Let's go to your internist. Let's have an evaluation. There's no shame in saying after 40 some odd years in Washington, D.C., that you just want to bow out and spend time with your kids. What is this? It's like the power is so strong and so desirable that they have to go for it, even at the expense of their very lives.
Well, maybe if your kid is Hunter, that's not the case.
I'm
just speculating there. Go to cut 35 in case people didn't hear that bite from yesterday, please.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
It was really that bad. I mean, we took a pretty small snippet of it there, but Joe said, I'm Scranton Joe, and where I'm from, you got to ask for something if you want it. And I'm Joe Biden, and I want your vote for the U.S. Senate. And then he kept right on going, and it never dawned on him. You know, when I worked in television for so many years, we had a little thing in our ear called an IFB. And the producer could get in your ear and tell you things. That's what Joe needs. He needs somebody who can get in his ear when he makes mistakes like that and say, not Senate, president. It's amazing to me he wouldn't just know that automatically. but we've reached that point. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad.
He said, vote for me or vote for the other Biden.
Yeah.
Which I, maybe was supposed to be a joke, but the whole thing was just a, you know, a car crash from beginning to end. And people just sit there and watch the same way that people rubberneck on Highway 40 when there's invariably an accident. Yesterday it was a jackknife trailer. Right. You know, you look because you want to see, why am I sitting here? And then you realize, oh, my goodness. And then you kind of zip off. That's what the people in the audience did. They just sat there with their mouths agape wondering, what's happening to this man? And why should I vote for him? And he's really trailing. In fact, after this next showing, well, I mean, I would have thought he would just bow out at that point because there's no shame in it. My goodness, he's done every other job, not doing the presidency. It, I think we're all going to be okay.
When do those things mount up to enough damage to do him in? You know, he's claiming last night. In fact, go to cut 17 real quick. Listen to this, Stacey.
I've earned the vote. I've worked like the devil to earn the vote of the African-American community, not just here, but across the country.
I mean, I don't know what he's done to earn it, but at some point, no matter who you are, you've got to look at him as a flawed candidate and start looking at your options out there.
Well, he did tell all black people that if we elected a Republican president, they were going to put us back in chains, and he used some kind of black dialect. So he's very successful at talking down to black people, but he hasn't done anything that you can say that policy or that vote as a senator or that action as vice president has directly positively impacted black Americans in this sector of the economy, in this city, this town, this state. You know, we know where the concentrations of black Americans are. We know what black Americans' earning power is. We know what black Americans have accomplished since, you know, the time of slavery and then Jim Crow and then today. We don't know what Joe Biden has done to help any of that. And that's my question to anybody who's listening. It's not about me or Stacey on the right or Mark Cox or Joe Biden telling us we're going to be in chains. Look around. If you're a black American and you've never committed a crime, you can go out and buy any kind of firearm you want because this is America, dagnabbit. So all you have to do is look at what candidates are offering you. This is about a transaction. If someone is asking for your vote and they're not offering you anything substantial in exchange, then why are you giving them your vote? Or better yet, what have you gotten from the Democrats specifically besides them talking down to you and calling you a victim? So I know this is about ideology. A lot of people see their party affiliation as integral to a part, you know, their actual personhood, like who they are.
Right.
And so, again, I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm just asking the common sense question that people ask me all the time. Well, what is President Trump going to do for black people? What do you mean? What hasn't he done for blacks? We're talking about the funding of the HBCUs and the record breaking economy, which touches every American. I'm so sick of people acting as if black people are cordoned off in some specialized area. And tax cuts don't help us. Jobs don't help us. Get away from me with that. When people have a good economy and they can access jobs and get promotions and they're basically unleashed to start businesses on their own, that impacts black people too. We're not like special unicorns who can't be touched by good policy. So get something for your vote. That's all I'm saying. You can be a Democrat. Your identity can be anything you want, but get something for your vote.
I love that. Stacey, you know, I talked to Mark Carter earlier. The St. Louis County Council meeting yesterday apparently devolved into Lisa Clancy accusing the men of sexism because they interrupted her during a debate.
She yelled at us like we were children. I was sitting there, Mark. She yelled at us and told us we won't be allowed to clap or she would have the police officers in the room escort us out. And then Zena Hackworth rose, and I mean, she was liquid fire. She was like, you work for us. You can't tell us not to clap. We're going to clap when we hear something noteworthy, which, by the way, Lisa is fine with people who are Democrats who come to talk about issues clapping or people who come to be honored about, you know, some kind of resolution honoring them, like little, you know, Boy Scouts and stuff like that, which I'm
right.
Fine with that, too. But if you clap because someone told Lisa Clancy that they work for us and they need to deliver good results and good policies to us, then she's going to tell you to sit down and be quiet. It was like listening to some angry grandmother with her up there yesterday. And, Mark, it was unprofessional. And so look, the county council is controlled by the Democrats. And when they're in control, they get to shape the policy and direct the way things go. And if we as voters want to see the policy going in a different direction, you have to flip the council and elect one more Republican. And I believe one of them is up for election, the one from Creve Coeur. She's an attorney. She's hardcore left. They all believe the same things. You know, vote accordingly. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but this idea that because you're a Democrat and you're in charge, you can talk down to your counterparts and you can be rude and nasty to the people in the gallery. We own that building. They work for us, as Zena said so correctly. And it was just, it was like reality TV, like a Jerry Springer show in there yesterday with Lisa yelling at everybody. The lady yelled at me when I asked if I could have the administrator, like a secretary, administrative secretary there. I asked her if I could have my name added because I arrived just before the meeting started so I could make public comment. She yelled at me from the thing. I mean,
wow.
It was just like, what are we doing? And are these high schoolers or are they adults? They talk about moving the meeting to 1 o'clock so they can tuck their kids in. Who tucks Lisa Clancy in? Who tucks these other ones in? Like, that's what I want to know. And if the job's up, I'll tuck her in because I'm great at reading bedtime stories, going over little, you know, math. It's like these little fun math games you can do. They take 60 seconds. You do a fun little math game. Then you read a story. You study a Bible scripture for like 60 seconds. And then you get hugs and kisses and get tucked in tight. And in the morning, you know, you're getting hot breakfast for me and a wake-up song. If that's what she needs to calm the heck down, I'm available. My kids are teens now. I can come over and do that until she's able to operate like an adult. That's for free, too.
That's awesome.
That's just me caring
for people. We need Stacy on the council is what we need. So we're going to work on that next.
Well, you know what? If I keep getting yelled at when I'm in there, we might have to talk about that. Because I'm like, who are these people? And why do they think they can yell at me? I have a mortgage.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm yelled at, it's going to be by Mrs. Johnson, my own mom. And by the way, she doesn't yell at me because, again, I'm a grown woman. These people don't think we have the actual legitimate right to address them or clap when we hear something awesome, or that the Republicans on the council have the right to ask the county councilor a question. You know that the lawyer who works for them, the Republicans aren't allowed to ask her a question. And they can't seek outside counsel. So who can they seek? They're not allowed to ask because Lisa Clancy says no.
That's amazing. Well, people can watch it on online. We'll keep giving you updates on what's going on over there because it's election season and people need to understand what's at stake here. Stacy, great job as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. StacyOnTheRight.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.